We will continue our topic about Erasmus Plus project in Varna. And now in the fourth studio of Radio Varna are parts of the participants in the project. I'm say welcome to our guest. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Elisa, I'm 17 and I'm from Finland.
I'm Maria, I'm 16 and I'm from Portugal.
I'm Morgan, I am 17 and I'm from Belgium.
I'm Simon, I'm 16 and I'm from Germany.
I'm Benny, I'm 17 and I'm from Germany too.
Can you say what have you done in Varna during your stay here?
So we've spent a lot of time at the beach, that was very nice. We've also, yesterday we went to the monastery to watch the light show. We've also spent a lot of time at the University of Economics doing several activities. And yeah, we've been sightseeing and doing a lot of stuff.
So you like the atmosphere here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah.
But you talked about the smart environment in 2030. And now there are a lot of problems which you want to decide how to protect from them in the future time. And what do you think about the migration now?
What causes migration, maybe? What's the reason for it?
Talking from my experience in my country, I'd say it's more economic reasons. But yeah, and work opportunities, better, looking for a better life.
What's a better life?
A better job, more money, better life conditions, I think.
Is it only the main problem connected with the migration and about the migration?
Well, I think for my country, yes, but for other countries, there's also war, lack of vital needs like water and food. There's a lot of reasons.
I think there are many refugees in Germany because there is war and very bad conditions for living, and they have no food or no water.
Should we all be worried about these problems?
I think that if we work together on these problems, we can do it, and we don't have to be worried.
Yeah, but not alone. We need to do everything together.
How do you imagine the ideal school in 2030?
We made some movies in our home countries, how we want to see our future school, and we have many ideas, for example a smart school, better technical equipment, and smaller classes, for example, so there are many things we can change.
I also think that it would be easier that if in the whole of Europe the educational system would be the same and that all degrees would be like similar, because it would make it easier for people who want to go to different countries, I think. So maybe we should try to do something about the education together as the European Union.
A lot of people from the project seem to think that it would be great to have the freedom of choice, like you would get to decide on what you want to study, like if you don't like one subject, you can just concentrate on another one.
Yeah, and also more practical classes, for example, teach us how to cook, teach us how to do things in life that we need, and there's a lot of schools and education systems in a lot of countries that don't have that.
Is it necessary to have a smart environment to have an ideal school?
Yes, I think so. In a smart environment like technology or nature or...
How we can use technology in schools?
Well, you could use, of course, computers, tablets, smartphones to get more access to more information. It would help us to get more knowledge more easily and faster.
Other opinions?
Yeah, I think it will be very important to use techniques, and there are many techniques which can be used, for example, smartphones or tablets. And if we use them, it will be very much easier to tell the stuff of the lessons, and I think it will be very good then.
Okay, at the end of our interview, what do you think about our city and the people in Bulgaria?
Well, the people are really nice, and it's like a really much warmer here than in Finland, so I have enjoyed my stay.
Yeah, I also think everyone's very nice, everyone from every country, but especially because I've met more Bulgarians. They're all extremely nice. They've all been very helpful and fun, and it's been a great stay so far.
Yeah, I also really enjoy my stay. It's been very interesting and an amazing experience, and the people I've met, like the others already said, are extremely kind and nice and helpful. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful that I get to have this experience.
It's very nice. Everybody is very kind and helpful, and the weather is great.
I think for the students of Varna, there's much potential because they are also motivated. And they can change really a lot if they want. And it's really good to see that there are so many people who want to change something and have the potential to do this.
Okay, thank you for the interview, and we continue after the song.